FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 31st and final day of the month of March. 66 degrees, going to hit 74 before it is all said and done on this windy Friday. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Friday morning by Kylie DeDonder in to preview the North Lyon County Youth Association annual Fish Fry fundraiser, which now is a day away. Kylie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Outstanding. How does it feel, really, to be about 30 hours out here from your massive event?
Well, I was doing a little bit of a brain dump exercise earlier this morning, and there's still a few things on the list, but we're ready to go. Yep, we're excited. You know, for the past 23 years, the first Saturday in April has always been the North Lyon County Youth Association's Fish Fry fundraiser. And it's just really incredible to think about how much impact the community has had on our nonprofit really over the course of those years. And Saturday is really as much of a celebration as it is a critical fundraiser. So don't be fooled, even though tomorrow is April Fool's Day. It is, in fact, the Youth Association's largest and most important fish fry fundraiser.
It's a wonderful event, and we'll get to the food in just a second because it's second to none how they do that. And to feed the masses in North Lyon County at the North Lyon County Community Center. Again, this is the 23rd annual Fish Fry and Silent Auction. So when do things start, Kylie?
Yep, so tomorrow, Saturday, we're going to open the doors for lunch beginning at noon. And it's an all-you-can-eat meal. It'll be available throughout the day until 8 o'clock. All we ask when you come through the door is to offer a free will donation from your heart. And in return, we're going to serve a pretty tremendous meal. You know, if you've been before, I know you guys have been, right? You know how incredible the fish is. In my opinion, it's some of the best in the Midwest. But if you haven't, we don't think you'll be disappointed. We're so grateful and thankful that the Wallace Fish Farm continues to help us kind of source and supply that high-quality fish. And if fish isn't your thing, we do have chicken strip options. You know, last year's supply chain kind of threw us a few challenges, and so we had to kind of substitute that product. But we're back. We've got the full menu this year. You know, last year we had a record-breaking crowd. And yeah. I know we've kind of had to monitor, you know, our serving portions. So we don't anticipate that being a problem. I mean, we hope that we run into that situation where we have that great of a turnout, right? But nope, we're prepared to feed a huge crowd tomorrow.
How huge is huge, if you don't mind me asking?
I mean, last year we fed more than 1,000 people for an event to take place in a rural community of less than 200 people. I just think that is so incredible. And I think that's why we feel like this fundraiser, even though it is really important for our nonprofit, and it really helps us support all of the operational needs, you know, things like utilities and insurance and all of those operating costs continue to rise just like they do for all of our households. So it becomes really, really important and necessary. But yeah, it's become such a celebration just to see the people in the community, even people from outside of our immediate community that travel to come to it is just really fun.
Yeah, the crowd was huge last year, but you were able to get people in and out and seated and fed in a timely manner. That was the case for myself and my wife who were out there and really enjoyed the meal. And the line to the food, basically, you pass by the silent auction, so you get a chance to look at all of the silent auction items that are there for you to bid on. So I would assume you have a pretty good list of items again this year.
We do. As far as the silent auction and the raffle portion of the event goes, I do have to mention Ashley Fair has done an incredible job chairing that initiative. It's a ton of work to put together those auctions, and it's just a really integral piece in the success of the fundraiser as a whole. So we have a robust silent auction on site. Those bids will close at 7:30, and then we'll draw the raffle winners at that time, too. You don't necessarily need to be present to win. So some of those hot items, Brenda Dadakin with Midwest Land Group, again, has donated everything for a successful turkey hunt, a blind, some really nice chairs, a Yeti cooler, several different decoys, calls, so a really awesome package. Blue Sim, again, has donated a Traeger grill, comes with a cover and some pellets, and then also the Power Wheels. Those have been wildly popular in the past, too. But really, from a silent auction, a variety of things. We've got some Luke Combs tickets, concert tickets, plus we added in a one-night hotel stay from Murphy Agra, Symphony in the Flint Hills. I'm really excited about this one, guys. It's an autographed K-State basketball by Coach Tang.
Nice. Awesome.
Yes. House Rock Creek Ranch, credit to their bull sale. Just a number, a variety, something for everyone. Lots of things for families. We're going to start previewing a lot of those items, too, on our Facebook page. So you can find us at NLC Youth Association. But like I said, tomorrow's event, it's really the Youth Association's primary fundraiser. You know, for any of our listeners that might not be real familiar with our nonprofit organization, really, we do two primary things. You know, I could have spent this entire segment talking about the critical importance of access to reliable, high-quality childcare in our communities and a rural community in particular. And that's our primary focus. Is we're operating the North Lyon County Child Development Center, and it's just such a critical piece to what we do. Secondly, we also oversee maintaining and improving our historic community center, which we use every day as part of that child development center. But that building accommodates thousands of people every year as event space for receptions, parties. We're doing pickleball. There's walking that takes place, you know, every day. So it's just a really great multi-purpose event space.
Well, the North Lyon County Community Center will be the hub of the annual Fish Fry and Silent Auction. Its official address is 108 East 7th, but just look for the cars. Can't miss it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I know we're probably short up on time, but I do want to mention that you can check out more information on our website. If you're not able to attend tomorrow's event, there's a lot of other ways to get involved in our organization. And if you're looking to support it, we encourage you to check out different ways to donate, like the gift of grain. Consider the Youth Association with legacy gifts. Here in May, we're going to award our very first scholarship to a graduating senior at Northern Heights. So we're really looking at finding ways to foster more community interaction, too, participating in the 4-H premium auction, all sorts of different things that we can engage differently in our community. So for more, we would love to see you. On behalf of the Youth Association, we do, like you said, want to invite everybody to come out to celebrate 23 years with us. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for your support. KVOE, thank you for all the work that you guys do to help us share the good news. We so appreciate all that you guys do.
Kylie, thank you, and thank you for the work that you guys are doing for the really the children and the families of North Lyon County.
Yeah, it's such a huge piece to attract and retain families into our community. You know, there's a critical void in access for childcare, and so it's so important what we do. My goodness, Christine Wallace and our staff inside that center are just fantastic. Heart of gold. And I can't thank our volunteer board of directors and all of the volunteers at large in our community that are, they just show up. They show up and they help, and it's just such a fun place to be and to serve our community. So.
Well, it will be a great day. I already know that. Kylie, we appreciate your time this morning. Good to talk to you.
Yep, absolutely. You guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Kylie DeDonder. Fish Fry tomorrow, Chuck, 23rd Annual Fish Fry and Silent Auction, benefiting the North Lyon County Youth Association. This will be at the Community Center in Allen, starting at noon.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, next week we're down to Friday as the only available date, and we're starting to get some other dates claimed for later in April. So call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvoe@kvoe.com. Monday, we'll have Emporia State Director of Bands Gary Zeke. There's a free clinic and concert by the Kansas City Symphony Brass Quintet. Next week, we'll have the preview Monday.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by our good friends at the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. That's the Opie Chicken House. KVOE Live and Local 736, 66 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the windy weather next.
Do you have a kiddo at home with lots of energy and likes to run? Join our Emporia Recreation Center Youth Track Club.